Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran. We'll start with soccer because we've got some uplifting news. Despite their youth and inexperience, the World Gameroos have managed to beat South Korea 2-1 in their away friendly overnight. The South Koreans scored the first goal in the 12th minute as this hastily rearranged Australian side sought to get a bit of order in their game. Just before half-time, they were sufficiently organised to score their first goal via Nikita Rukavica, and that was his first goal in international soccer. And then Robert Cornthwaite, the last-minute replacement, left it to the last minute to get his first goal at the elite level. A scrambling thing in the 87th minute, but hey, once it's over the line, it's over the line. And the coach, Holger Osik, was pretty happy that his side had got over the line. Overall, it was what he described as a surprise result. It's the first time Australia has won in South Korea in 40 years. But things not so good in rugby union. Another body blow for the Wallabies. Lock Rob Simmons suspended for 8 matches for what they call a tip tackle. That means he won't be playing again on the Wallabies spring tour of the Northern Hemisphere and a fair bit of next year back home unless he can successfully appeal against the suspension. Australia plays England this weekend. In the increasingly blurred distinction between the two rugby codes, Benji Marshall is apparently seeking a release from his contract with the West Tigers to go and play the 15-a-side game in cashed-up Japan. And the diehards will scream at the idea, but the day when the two codes bury their 104-year-old hatchet and reunite must be getting closer. In cricket, Phil Hughes is probably the key to the Sackers beating the Whackers in the Shield match in Perth. South Australia needing 323 runs with 9 wickets in hand. Hughes 17 not out. And Chris Rogers has the job for Victoria. The Vic's 105 for 177, chasing 294 for first innings points against New South Wales. Queensland beat Tassie in the odd game in Hobart last night. And as we said he would last week, Justin Langer has accepted the position of coach of the culturally challenged West Australian cricket team. Any bloke not prepared to give his life and then some more for the bag of yellow should start making arrangements to move east now. And in the AFL, allegations that Adelaide wasn't so much cooking the books but baking them. Kurt Tippett helping promote a bakery and getting extra bread for it. It's an issue that's going to be sorted out next Monday with the crusty old AFL commissioners, Fran. I think that young Tippett and the Adelaide Crows are going to get a very heavy penalty imposed on them. I'll be back with a bit more sport later this morning.